In remarks widely believed to be directed at the United States, a top European Union official has called for a reduction in rhetoric about Syria. Though the EU official, Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana, did not specifically mention the United States, Washington in recent days has accused Syria of possessing chemical weapons and has warned it not to harbor Iraqi officials. Mr. Solana said now is the time to make constructive statements in order to cool down the situation in the Middle East. His remarks were echoed by German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, who called for concentrating on winning the peace rather than getting into a new confrontation. President Bush on Sunday warned Syria not to offer exile to fleeing Iraqi leaders and also said Syria may possess chemical weapons. Syria says it is not taking in Iraqi officials and denies having chemical weapons. EU officials, however, are expressing concerns over the issue of banned weapons. In a letter ahead of the meeting, Foreign Policy Chief Solana warned that the EU should do more to fight the spread of biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. He said the world may be confronted in coming years with some serious cases of proliferation. Later, Mr. Solana spoke about the matter at a news conference.
This is a global problem. It's not a problem for a country or two countries in the world. It's a problem for everybody. And therefore, to take seriously this problem of proliferation is fundamental for us.
The ministers asked Mr. Solana to draft a global threat assessment on nations that possess weapons of mass destruction. An EU diplomat says the foreign ministers discussed ideas like establishing a common threat assessment so that everybody knows where the problem lies and tightening export controls on materials and equipment that might be used for weapons of mass destruction. Strengthening international treaties on such matters was also reviewed. One reported option is to increase monitoring and information gathering by increasing cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Analysts say the EU should be ready to consider cutting aid or introducing visa restrictions on governments that sell materials needed to produce weapons of mass destruction. The foreign ministers also discussed the role the 15-nation EU could play in post-war Iraq. The EU says it favors a central role for the United Nations in Iraq, while the United States opposes a leading role for the UN, except in humanitarian aid, and plans to install an interim government under the control of the coalition that fought the war. France, meanwhile, says it will be pragmatic about post-war Iraq and set aside differences with the United States. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said, "It is useless to go back to what divided us. Let us turn to the future." Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Luxembourg.